Select the excerpts on the topic of the work in Faith Above Reason, excerpt number 6, from Shamati 14, What is the Greatness of the Creator? The greatness of the Creator means that one should ask of the Creator for the strength to go above reason. It means that there are two interpretations to the greatness of the Creator. A, to not be filled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, one wants the Creator to answer one's questions. It is called Romemut, greatness, because all the wisdom comes from above and not from man. Meaning that one can answer one's own questions. Anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to keep Torah and mitzvot. However, if above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive. B, the greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant one's wishes. Therefore, one should go above reason. Thus, one sees that he is empty, and consequently becomes needy of the Creator. Two, only the Creator can give one the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the greatness of the Creator.
Excerpt number 7.
From The Reason for the Faith. The reason for the faith is that there is no greater pleasure than to be rewarded with the revelation of godliness and the instilling of the Shekhinah, divinity. In order for one to receive all this for the purpose of bestowal, there is a correction of concealment, where he engages in Torah and Mitzvot, even though he feels no pleasure. This is called not in order to receive reward. When he has this kli, his eyes soon open to welcome the face of the Creator. When a desire awakens within him that it is worthwhile to serve the Creator for the pleasure, he soon falls into concealment. This is regarded as death, meaning that previously he was adhered to life, and he was rewarded with it only through the power of faith. Therefore, now that he is corrected and begins to work in faith once more, he receives back his breath of life. At that time, he says, I thank you for returning my soul with compassion. This is precisely when he assumes once more the work in the manner of faith above reason. When he had the concealment, he says, great is your faith. The faith is so great that through it he receives the soul once more.
Their concealment upon.
Excerpt number 8 from Rabash. From the whole earth is full of his glory. Before one is fit to attain the truth, he must believe that the truth is not as he knows or feels, but that it, as it is written, they have eyes and they will not see, they have ears and they will not hear. This is only because of the correction, in order for man to achieve his wholeness, for he feels only himself and not another reality. Hence, if one returns his heart to trying to walk in faith above the intellect, by this he qualifies it and establishes it so as to achieve the revelation of the face, as is presented in the Zohar, that the divinity said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there is no place to hide from you, meaning that in all the concealments that he felt, he believed that here was the light of the Creator. This qualified him until he achieved the revelation of the face of his light. This is the meaning of the measure of the faith that pulls one out of every lowliness and concealment. If a person strengthens himself in this and asks the Creator to reveal himself, this is the meaning of what Baal HaSulam said, "Run, my beloved, until she pleases." Meaning that before one is fit to reveal his light, we ask of him, "Run, my beloved," meaning that he will not reveal himself to the created beings because the concealment is only the correction of creation. Hence, one must brace oneself and pray for those two. 1. To be worthy of the revelation of the light of the Creator. 2. That the Creator will give him the power to grow stronger in faith above reason. For by this, he merges kelim, vessels that are fit for the revelation of the face.